Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson. On Utah's home for elevated conversation. Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Well, many of the headlines have been focused on the chaos on many of our college campuses around the United States, where principals seem to be lost, where rhetoric is high, where anger, fear, and frustration seems to be fomenting pretty well. The question really about the future of the country is, what happens if Americans no longer understand the principles that provide the very freedoms that they enjoy? And if we lose that foundation, does the fabric of society continue to fray? And then what? Well, let's rethink what we think we know about that. The answer might be found in 1787. Let's begin.
Think you know the news of the day? Think again with Boyd Matheson on KSL News Radio.
Well, as we often talk about on this program, it's the principles. We have to get back to those core civic areas of responsibility and civility if we're really going to move the country forward in a positive way. Someone who is in a unique space with a unique perch to watch all of this play out, Wilfred McClay, is a professor of history at Hillsdale College, where he holds the Victor Davis Hanson Chair in Classical History and Western Civilization there at Hillsdale. And Wilfred, welcome to the program.
Hello, it's very good to be with you.
Fantastic piece written for AEI this week, talking about restoring civics in higher education. And I love that you took us back to 1787 to maybe figure out where the solution begins. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, you know, I think what's happening is that the if we're going back to 1787, even before the Constitution, the Northwest Ordinance, which organized the Northwest Territory, including Michigan, where I live now. It specified that the educational institutions were to be supported, and part of the rationale for doing that was to support religion and morality. but it was assumed that education would include those things in those days. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we've kind of gone astray from that ideal in a lot of ways. The notion that education, including higher education, so-called higher education, I don't know whether we really deserve to be called higher in many places, but that we have not really taken seriously the notion that especially state institutions, state universities, state colleges, that is to say not private, but supported in large measure by the public, that they have a public obligation. Mm. They have a public obligation to teach citizenship, to reinforce what's taught about citizenship at lower levels, not to disintegrate it or degrade it, but to reinforce it. So what's happened, and we've all seen the president of Harvard and Penn and MIT and now president of Columbia, all making fools of themselves and presenting these very limp defenses of what their institutions are doing. Meanwhile, and on the state level, and your state, I think, is one of the most impressive participants in this trend. They're taking up the ball. They're creating these state institutes for civic education at state universities. Arizona State really was the leader in this. They set up this thing. I can never remember what it stands for. SCEDL. It's School of Civic and Economic Thought and Leadership.
There you go.
We call it SCEDL. Yeah. And they're really, I think in the end, the goal is for them to be an independent college, mm-hmm. an independent unit of the, yeah. of this public university. And Arizona State is not without a lot of wokeness in the faculty and the student body. So it's been a little bit of a struggle. Paul Carees, the man who set this up and got it running, deserves a lot of credit for staying the course. But yeah. It's not just Arizona. North Carolina has been doing impressive things, but I think Utah has been the most impressive. And I don't know, I haven't had time to check up on the status of the Senate Bill 226 in the Utah legislature. But it's I know one of my friends who was responsible for drafting some of the some parts of the legislation. It's out there now and working on this. So I think it's got a chance. And what it's doing is, just for your audience, in case people don't know, it would establish at each state-supported school in the state, two-year colleges and four-year colleges as well, independent academic unit, which would be called the School of General Education. And its purpose would be to educate young people in the foundations, the intellectual foundations of free societies, of constitutionalism, and to some extent, even the Western tradition, which is, of course, neglected in great many places, Western tradition of ideas about liberty, about order, about what the optimal conditions of government to secure the rights and liberties of the individual. And it's very exciting. And, even as we watch the prestige institutions, the Harvards and Columbias of the country, go on this terrible path that they seem to be unable to turn away from. And, we are in the most unexpected place for a lot of people, the public sector. That's where things are turning around.
Yeah.
And it's very exciting that the schedule model in Arizona is there are other places. The University of Tennessee has established a schedule like organization. There will be others in Florida. Florida has a wonderful Hamilton Center at the University of Florida. These things are popping up all over the place.
That's
awesome. They're getting state support. They're getting state funding.
Yeah.
And because they're independent units, they can do their own hiring of faculty, so they don't have to run the gauntlet of the usual hiring system.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, it's great stuff, and restoring that civics in higher education is such a crucial thing. You quoted in your piece George Washington, who said we have to teach the youth the science of government if they're going to be the guardians of the future. Wilfred McClay, professor of history at Hillsdale College, thanks so much for joining us today. Appreciate your perspective.
It's my pleasure. And onward, Utah. You all are leading the nation on this.
Fantastic. Give our best to President Arne. Hillsdale College is an extraordinary place. And great thinking coming out of there. We'll step aside. More Inside Sources coming up next.
Think again on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.